This is Daily Discipleship. In a moment, Dr. Leroy Imes will provide practical insight for your daily walk with Christ as he pauses in Exodus chapters 32 through 34. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Back in the 1950s, a British clergyman named J.B. Phillips wrote a tremendous book called Your God is Too Small. His basic point was that too many Christians are crippled by a limited idea of God, what He is like and what His purposes are. We see the very same problem in today's passage, which is a sad and bitter time in the life of the people of God. Moses was up on the mount with God, receiving the two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God. But down below it was another story. The people decided to trade their allegiance to the true and living God to a golden calf made with hands. They turned to Aaron and said, "Make us gods which shall go before us." But now wait a minute. Didn't they already have a God who went before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night? Of course they did. Then what did they want? They wanted a God whom they could control. They wanted a God who would stop when they wanted to stop, who would go when they wanted to go. Meanwhile, back on the mountain, the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Go down, because your people, whom you brought up out of Egypt, have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them." But in verse 10 of Exodus 32, we have one of the strongest verses on the power of intercessory prayer in the entire Bible. God says to Moses, "Let me alone." He says, "Moses, don't start praying, because we both know what happens when you begin to pray." But Moses does pray, and he prays from the depth of his soul. "These people," he says, "have sinned a great sin. And," he says, "if it will mean the salvation of this people, I am willing to have my name blotted out of the book which you have written." Think of it. Moses didn't just shoot up a quick word and say, "Lord, these people have gotten themselves into a mess, and I'd appreciate it if you'd get them out of it." His heart was burdened, and he was willing to sacrifice himself for the salvation of these people. That kind of praying brings results with God. John Ruskin once said, "I believe that the first test of a truly great man is his humility. By humility, I do not mean doubt of his own power. Really great men have a curious feeling that the greatness is not in them, but through them. And they see something divine in every other man and are endlessly, foolishly, incredibly merciful." Moses was a man who knew God face to face in all of his glory. Yet he was a man of great humility, great compassion and power in prayer. The world is dying for men and women like that today. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
As part of this broadcast ministry, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and give you new insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, enthusiasm is easier than obedience. On Daily Discipleship.